creeping around the dawn. The sun will soon go down. The night birds are crying on the mountain, and the bluest man in town.
Oh, it's good to see everybody out here in Louisville. Boy, a lot of you here today. Sometimes, you know, not a whole lot of folks turn out for the radio show. We got some out there. They can't get in, can they? Well, you can come on right there, and you can still, or maybe they got a speaker out there, I guess, don't they? Good to see everybody. Jason Carter on the fiddle and Rob McCurry on the banjo. And Ronnie McCurry playing the little mandolin and singing. Alan Bartram back here on the big old bass room. Good to see Laura out here again. You know, we get to come here about once a year, you know, and do this. And I like to do a little intimate show like this. You know, we play to some big folks. Not big folks, big crowds. Most of them are little folks. Got that backwards, didn't it? But, you know, it's good to play to small crowds like this, you know, and in radio stations. You know, I used to play a lot on small radio stations, and it'd just be like that many people standing outside the glass watching you do your show, you know. That's about all there would be. The rest of them's out in radio land, you know. But, you know, Laura mentioned a minute ago, our latest record is entitled Streets of Baltimore, and it's up for a Grammy, like she said, and we've been up 9 times. We didn't win that many times. We did win one time, though, before this. Hope you folks are voting for us. We're going to win this now. Anyway, you know, we did this album, and this song that we're about to do, Streets of Baltimore, is kind of an afterthought. I thought, you know, after we got most of the songs together that we were going to record, I got to thinking, you know, I met Bill Monroe in Baltimore. A lot of things happened to me there, you know, because that was kind of my training ground, was playing those clubs in Baltimore. And back in the late 50s and early 60s, that was a big town for bluegrass, folks. I'm telling you, it was. There were a lot of great bands. The first band to ever play Carnegie Hall, bluegrass band that is, was playing a little old club there in Baltimore. It was Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys. And it's a long story. I'd tell you the whole thing, but I knew all those guys back then, you know. And anyway, they were there before Bill Monroe, before Flatten Scruggs, before any of the big bands were there. Earl Taylor and the Stony Mountain Boys played Carnegie Hall. But anyway, I thought, you know, I should write a song about Baltimore, but I didn't have time. We were too close to the end of the record. And I said, let's just do Streets of Baltimore, which is an old Harlan Howard song. Harlan Howard wrote that years ago. And I think Bobby Bear recorded it, didn't he? And I never asked him if he heard our version of it yet. He probably don't like it, though. I'm going to get Ronnie to help me sing this.